Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
There you have it. Notre Dame with the game-winning field goal with about 10 seconds left last night. Penn State did get to run one play. You know, you do the little hook and ladder and kind of throw it back and Aller overthrew the guy there, too.
Out of bounds. Threw it out of bounds.
Yeah. But that wasn't the worst throw. The worst throw was the one that you just heard. I get it. They're trying to be aggressive. They're trying to move the ball down the field, get in field goal range, and win the game in regulation. Aller can't make that throw. He makes the throw. It gets intercepted. I'm sure he's not going to sleep. Didn't sleep last night. He's not going to sleep for a while.
No.
That's a huge mistake.
Yeah, it's brutal, man. It's brutal, man, because you think about, the fourth quarter was great.
It was great.
You know, and then you got all the points going back, and then, you know, you get the ball back because their quarterback, right, a little makes a mistake. And then, you know, you're trying to be aggressive. First play of the drive, you get 13 yards in a run play. And then you put it in his hands, and there's pressure. And then you're coming back to your four route. You come back to the four route on the backside like that, Andy, when you're firm in the pocket, you can step into the throw. He couldn't. And he's missed me, and I feel bad for the kid, don't get me wrong, but missed me with I was trying to throw it away. No, the hell you weren't.
Nah.
You were trying to throw it to the damn receiver.
You were trying to make a play.
You made a bad play, man. And, I mean, now you're going to have the whole situation of, you know, James Franklin record versus ranked teams and everything like that. I give Marcus Freeman, and happy so much. First African-American coach to coach for a national championship. Mm-hmm. And happy for that. And I just think that, you know, this team, I'm not going to say they're a team of destiny because they didn't win it yet.
Right.
You know, but they win it. They're a team of destiny. And, obviously, we got all next week to talk about that because, obviously, in the next segment, we're going to talk about who their opponent is going to be. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, just the, your starting quarterback, your leader goes down, the backup comes in, play calling. He let him go out there and toss it around. And then, you're just a fine brand of ball, some heart in that half. I mean, that love run was epitome of what that team is. Won't be denied and everything like that. So, yeah, just a great win for Notre Dame and a what if for Penn State, because I don't care if nobody says they had the easiest route.
Oh, yeah.
They had the easiest route to get there, but then they got to a point where they played a team, and as we'd like to talk about, with equal to or better than.
Yep.
And they just can't win.
Yep. James Franklin doesn't win games when he's equal to or slightly worse than the opponent. Yep. If it's equal, then he's probably going to lose. And it's true of a lot of coaches. Like, it's hard to win those games. But Marcus Freeman. Yep. He did it against Georgia, and he did it against Penn State, and now if he does it one more time, and I don't know who they're playing in the national championship, they might not be equal to, because Texas and Ohio State are both loaded. I think they're probably two of the three most loaded rosters in college football, not to take anything away from Notre Dame, but you're going to have to really do something to win that game.